Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord you are able to join me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we can continue on in what we've been sharing on a call for courage. We need courage in the days in which we're living and to face the future, which in many cases seems to be quite uncertain in terms of this natural world. However, we do have a very certain future as far as the Lord is concerned. Jesus is coming back again. That is without question, without doubt, and that is not something to be debated. Now, the world might laugh at that. They may not accept it or believe it, but Jesus, when he was leaving, promised that he would return, and he will set up his kingdom for 1,000 years where he will rule and reign from Jerusalem as the King of glory. He and all nations will serve him. He will rule with a rod of iron. And as the word says beautifully in Isaiah, they will not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. Their wars will cease. There will not be the terrible things that are occurring in today's generation, the abuse of children, the slavery, the trafficking in the souls of men. There will be righteousness established on the earth, praise God, for that period of 1,000 years. And then the devil will be finally completely consigned to eternal perdition, and those who choose to go with him. So we need courage. That's what we were talking about. And basically, I would like to enlarge your perception of courage. Basically, it's the capacity to deal with fear. By definition, it's the mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. Courage implies firmness of mind and will. In other words, we have to be committed to whatever it is that would require a response with word, action, whatever it is, in the face of danger or extreme difficulty. And so, as we think of the obvious need for courage in very dangerous times, for example, wartime, that's very obvious. There are extraordinary feats that have taken place throughout the generations, men and women who have sacrificed themselves, laid down their own lives, really, for the lives of others. We have heard, I trust you've heard, even here recently in 9/11, there were those who were heroic and courageous trying to reach survivors from that terrorist attack. And so, beloved, it's obvious that courage, there are feats of courage happening all the time, every day around the world. The lives of missionaries, some of them are in most dangerous situations, dangerous countries, and not necessarily a renowned in terms of evangelism, but they are known to God. There's persecutions and dangers. And then there's also the unknown and the forgotten, those that people don't know about. In fact, it has always been our commitment, UCM, we have a strong commitment to missions, and presently a lot of our support goes to those who don't have radio and television coverage, those that aren't quite quote known, if you will, to the body of Christ in general. But I know them personally. I know the work that they're doing in the arenas that God has called them to. And beloved, those who are well known in terms of publicity, in the world or even in the body of Christ doesn't necessarily mean they're on God's honor rolls. They may or may not be, depending on how they're living their personal lives, because it's not just the call, it's just not the anointing, it's just not the surface things. It's how are they in terms of their own personal walk, because we know that scripture, Jesus will say, many, you know, in that day, "But Lord, Lord, we've prophesied in thy name and done many wonderful works." And Jesus say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you." And so, beloved, it's really a matter of the heart. But there are many beautiful saints of God the world doesn't know anything about. The body of Christ doesn't. Elderly ministers who have given their life in service. There are those who may be suffering the effects of illness and age. Those who are confined to bed. We never think of them as heroes, but God does. And there is real courage, beloved, required when we deal with personal crises. Some have lost children, loved ones, spouses. There are some that have gone through terrible tragedy in their lives, but they've used it to be an amazing testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. An example, Johnny Erickson. She was a vibrant, athletic teenager. Her life was forever changed by a fateful dive off of a raft, and she became a quadriplegic, but she captivates audiences with her enthusiasm and zest for life, self-supporting through art sales, her ministry. There's a Brian Sternberg. He was in his sophomore year, he was the number one pole vaulter in the world by track magazines, and he became, through injury, a helpless invalid. So there are obviously those who have, and look at those, as I said, the wounded warriors who come back attempting to, you know, get back into their lives, into their families, without limbs, without arms, without legs, learning how to walk again. There's so many beautiful stories of individual courage that we never hear about. And so there's two, if you will, if I can just sort of summarize, two areas, if you will, that call for courage. One is personal bravery in the face of physical harm or danger. Our war heroes, those who are laying their lives down for America, for the cause of Christ, those who are missionaries in foreign lands, beloved, they are losing their lives, suffering torture, persecution, because they dare to follow the Great Commission, to do as Jesus said, go into all the world, and make disciples. And so, personal bravery is required. Looking at scripture, we see Joshua and Caleb. Here, there, the 10 other spies were giving a report that definitely didn't agree with theirs. They were advising Israel to go in at once and possess the land, whereas the 10 spies were saying there's giants over there and walled cities, and they discouraged the heart of the people. There are so many examples in Scripture. Gideon, who was least among his brethren, he said, and he attacked the Confederate armies of the Midianites and Amalekites with only 300 men. And of course, there was Deborah, who was leading Israel's armies. She was just a woman, and yet God gave great victory to her. And of course, there was the youth, David, who came against the experienced champion of the Philistines, this giant Goliath, who was possessed with sword and spear and shield, and he defeated and killed this giant with one of the small smooth stones he took from a brook, and he cut off his head. He said, "I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, whose armies you have defied." There was, of course, Nehemiah, that tremendous task he had of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem that had been in disrepair and had fallen down when God's people were being returned from Babylon. He refused to take refuge in the temple. And of course, there's the whole beautiful story of Esther. She went to the king in peril of her life to save her people. And of course, God answered in marvelous ways. And also Joseph of Arimathea. He was wealthy. He had a position. In terms of the religious hierarchy of his day, he risked his life, but he went and begged the body of Jesus from Pilate that he could bury him in a tomb that he had prepared close by. And then, of course, there was Paul. Goodness, going to Jerusalem despite the bonds and imprisonment that awaited him. And so we see numerous examples from Scripture. All we have to do is read Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the heroes of faith. Not all of them were delivered. They were willing to suffer death, martyrdom for the cause of their God. But beloved, those are the heroes, and they needed courage of conviction and courage of laying aside whatever would happen to their own physical bodies. They were willing to hazard all for the God that they loved and served. Well, I'm going to stop right here because I have so many testimonies I like to share. It's been such a long time since I've shared them. And I would just like to encourage you by the words of others. If you are having prayer needs, if you need a word from the Lord, whatever it is, I know the Holy Spirit will minister to your needs, as He does not only through this broadcast, I trust, but through the ministry of correspondence that God has given, then the ministry of prayer. A sister writing from Oakland says, "Dear Pastor Judith, I just want to say how much you have encouraged and blessed my life. You are surely that faithful servant the Lord spoke of. And at his return, you'll be greatly rewarded. At times, when seeking for answers in the trials that are upon me, I've reread a letter you sent me about a year ago, and I found the answer right in that letter, just what I had need of. Also, the Lord has touched me when I was extremely burdened and exhausted through your radio broadcast. I love the pictures you send of you and your animals. Pets are a blessing from the Lord. We have a beautiful cat that we love and enjoy. In closing, some prayer requests that I'm praying for you with love and appreciation. A sister writing from Oakland. Another sister writing from San Pablo. My name, as she shares her name, I listen to your wonderful program every night. You've been such an inspiration to me and my elderly mother. Your program is so uplifting and anointed. And then she shares her prayer needs. And then also a sister writing from the Bay Area. Thank you for your prayers for a positive outcome for a car accident I had. The insurance company said it was not my fault. The other insurance company finally, after 3 months, accepted liability for their driver. And she goes on to say this was a miracle because the field tech who wrote the police report was not favorable in her behalf, but the Lord had stopped two witnesses. They saw the situation and they, you know, spoke on her behalf. She says, I feel this is a miracle. Your prayers are powerful. The prayers of a just person availeth much. Praise God. And she shares her prayer request. So praise God. It's a joy to minister to you. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.